My name is Brandy. I am currently in my first year at Capilano College getting my early childhood education. I want to be a daycare teacher or a preschool teacher, so I'm working towards that. Man, high school or college was a shock. Like, in high school, it was about working around my schedule and me. We had fun IEP meetings talking about, you know, who doesn't love four people talking about me for an hour and a half? I loved them, they were great. But, you know, if they thought I needed help, I was always offered, do you need extra time on tests? Do you want a large print book? Here, have a laptop. CCTVs, binoculars, they were all offered to me. It was always brought to me. And my independent nature always turned them down. But at college, no one knows you. No one knows what you need. And like that I was saying earlier, it's important to get in touch with your teachers and talk to them and tell them what you need, because they don't know. And some of them don't even know your name. If you need a first, you know, like the front row seats, you need to go find it. And you need to get there early enough to get it, because it's not going to be safe for you. So it was a very big difference. High school was a big social event. I loved it. It was great. But we're talking about friends earlier, and the thing I find is people don't understand. They don't know. I've been asked many times if being visually impaired affects my mental ability. Like, and being trusted with kids, like, I don't know if I want her touching my child. Like, is she okay? Is she stable? And my eyes move. My eyes have rapid eye movement, so people are always trying to follow me around, and I'm like, I'm looking straight at you. They don't know. It's ignorant. It's people, they're not trying to be rude. Well, most of them aren't trying to be rude. They just don't understand. And you take the time to explain, you know, yourself. One thing that really got in the way was my independence. I wanted to do it on my own, because part of being visually impaired and part of being me is that I feel I have more to prove, I suppose, because people expect less of me because I'm visually impaired, expect that I can't do it. So I have to do it better than everybody else, just so that they can see that we can do it as well. And I've noticed with the panel here, because of our visual impairment, I guess, and because of the people that we are so much more ambitious than other people, because we have more to prove. And my advice for you guys is make sure your teachers are aware of your situation. Make sure they don't be embarrassed. You need help, get it, because it's not going to be offered to you. Get it. And once you've asked, it's usually isn't a problem. Like, my teachers usually email me their class notes ahead of time, because I can't read the board or read their overheads. They email them to me. Just make sure they're aware and make yourself known. And like Donovan was saying, join clubs. I'm a black belt in karate. And yeah, that was fun. Everyone's always worried about me walking home late at night and, you know, almost blind girl getting mugged. Not a problem. Really, so just show everyone that you can do it, and that we can do what everybody else can do, because if you want it, you can get it. So I don't have as much to say as everybody else does. The guys just took the lead. Any questions? Yes.
So what you do is you save it to your, like, Word or something, and then you have, like, a screen reader or something, or can you read or, like...
We have a Cap College, like, email account, and so they email it to my Cap College account. I open it up, and I just print it off the computer.
You can read it?
Once I print it off. I'm legally blind, but I'm not blind. I can still see.
Oh.
Not very well, but I can print it off. Or I can copy and paste it to Microsoft Word. Enlarge it quite a bit and print it off and read it.